The most thrilling moments in life are when everything comes together. The delicious chords when harmony joins melody. The way a scrap of leather, a shaft of light, and a clever player can make a shadow come alive. Or the roar of an audience after a show, when they become a creature with many heads and one heart. Se fondre, the Aquitans call it. To coalesce. I love that word. Madame Audrine once used it to describe our performance as she toasted us in the parlor of her plantation. I've remembered it ever since. Will it happen tonight at La Fête des Ombres? The signs are promising. The weather is holding clear, just right for the outdoor stages. Papa's voice is rich and steady as it floats through our roulotte's carved scrollwork. He is singing a story song as he drives. Beside him, on the bench, Maman keeps perfect time on the tom. Inside, I direct the little shadow play that flickers on the silken scrim that makes up one side of our roulotte. A thick stack of flyers lies next to me, ready to tout tonight's show. And I'm wearing my best costume, a scarlet wrap with ruffled edges, a red silk shawl draped artfully over the rippled scar on my shoulder, and a striped corset in a nod to Aquitaine fashion. My dark hair is swept into a twist, the stray ends patted down with a touch of oil, my eyes smudged with bone black and my lips with lucky red. A compelling picture for the Aquitans in the audience. Local color, foreign polish. Everything is nearly perfect. All except for the ghost of a kitten that won't stop pouncing on my fantouche. I don't know where she came from, or where her body is. The little Larvana must have crept into our roulotte when we stopped for a quick meal on the edge of town. Tempted by our food, no doubt. Then again, does it matter why or where? There is no shortage of spirits in Chakrana. The more pressing question is, how can I get her to leave? Being easily distracted is one of the tamest parts of my malheur, and I can't afford any distractions tonight. Not at La Fête des Ombres. Shoo! I whisper for the third time, fluttering the stack of flyers at her, but she only scampers behind one of my pillows. Spirits usually aren't so persistent, unless they smell an offering. But I have put away the rice and the incense, too, nor am I about to offer her any blood. At least she isn't interfering with the play itself. Her little paws, formed of flickering orange flame, pass right through the silken leather of my fantouche. My shadow puppets. The souls I've tucked inside them ignore her better than I do. They dance in the air, between the scrim and the palm oil lantern, going through their choreography with minimal direction from me. They know the play by rote. It's the one we perform every time our roulotte crosses into a village. A traditional folk tale about long-lost lovers meeting under the moonlight. A little taste of our skill. A way to drum up an audience as we travel through town. The two lovers are played by jointed leather dolls no larger than my hand, and ensouled with the spirits of hummingbirds. The moon is a disc of gold silk stretched over a circle of green bamboo, buoyed up by the spirit of a carpenter bee. But I can't take my eyes off the kitten's ghost as she bounds back and forth across the floor of the roulotte. Thankfully, I'm the only one who can see her. She casts neither light nor shadow to the small audience we've already gathered. I catch glimpses of them through the scrollwork. A rambunctious pack of Chakran children, barefoot on the road. A pair of older men walking slowly side by side. A modest group, but there is delight on their faces as they watch the graceful dance of light and dark. The lovers meet and part and meet again, moving in time to the music. And all without stick or string. Just as it says on the flyers. That is what sets us apart from all the other troops in Chakrana. Why, some people say the Rosnai is the best shadow troop in the country. Maybe even the Empire. I grimace as the kitten starts to climb the scrim. The praise might not be so effusive if the audience knew how I controlled my fantouche. Souls and spirits are the realms of monks and their magic, and all the old ways are forbidden ever since La Victoire. When the Armée pulled Le Trepa from his bloody altar and imprisoned him in his own dark temple. If they knew what I was doing, I could be thrown in the cell beside him. Though it chafes, Maman's refrain is the most important line I've ever learned. Never show. Never tell.